Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Yay! Hello, hello, and welcome to the Mindset Makeover. What's possible? The show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter.
And today, on this hot summer day in August, we don't need it to be spring for our motivation for the kind of clearing and cleaning that we are about to do. And energetically cleaning and clearing is very necessary, and it comes with lots of ups and downs and stops and starts. And it's so important to recognize the difference between getting over something, like get over it, and getting through something. Yay! Oh, hello, God. Michelle!
Yes. So good. It's so true, though. So, it's so good to remember that. Because it's hard just to be like, oh, get over it. That's just brushing it away.
It actually sounds harsh, doesn't it? When you even hear that to yourself, say it to somebody else, or you say it to yourself, like, oh, just get over it. It just doesn't even sound nice.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very compassionate at all. It's just like, all right, whatever, moving on. But you're not moving on because you haven't really dealt with it with that type of sentence of get over it. I like getting through it. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking two things. Yesterday, I was saying a little prayer to myself, and I was asking, like, hey there, universe, hi out there, can you please give me the strength to get through blah, blah, blah? And I went, oh, my gosh, see, I would never say, please give me the strength to get over this, right? And then literally there is an instant today. It's like if I were to say to you, Michelle, something like, I would never say to you in your moment of need of dealing with something, you know what, we're going to get over this together. You would say,
you wouldn't say that at all. But we do often speak to ourselves that way. We do often say, you know, in something, if we have repeating patterns, which, you know, we all do at times, and just be like, oh, just get over this. It's just, we have to have that same compassion for ourselves as we would to someone else, because that's true. You would never say that to me ever. You'd say, let's get through it. You'd never be like, snap out of it.
You're like, yes, no. You know what's funny is I think it comes with a frustration. Like, you're frustrated. I love that you actually just said it. I didn't think about that before, because you just said it, a repeating pattern. Well, a repeating pattern, well, definition of insanity, and insanity is very frustrating. It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So I think you actually nailed it. Oh, that's so cool, because now I love it even more. Repeating patterns, they do get frustrating, and that makes it really necessary for a clearing.
And sometimes it's really hard to do. And kind of like our past guests that we've had in the past couple of weeks, there was a common theme of, like, you know, helping clean out those old thoughts. Because that's the whole point of us even doing our show, is about shifting and cleaning and clearing, but to do it in a more gentle and accessible way, I think. With that idea, we can be so harsh on ourselves. I mean, we can be harsh on some other people too, but at a time when you're frustrated of a repeating pattern over and over and over again, you do want to just get over it. You're like, I'm done with this. But, you know, you have to get through it before you get over it. So I love how you said that.
No, I always love when you were flying on the airplane and you watched the Cinderella movie and you were so incredibly shifted by it, because you kept saying, oh, on the Cinderella movie, they talk about being kind to yourself and kind. You were just so in love with that. And I think you were shifted.
I love that movie so much. Because she says, it makes me want to, I'm so ridiculous because I cry only usually, well, I cry about everything, but especially happy things. But I was, she just said to her, like, always be kind. I was just like, oh, always be kind. And it starts, as we always talk about, it starts with being kind to yourself. And I think that's a hard thing for a lot of people, because some people, especially, you see it with mothers all the time, like, they're so busy taking care of the kids. They're so busy doing everything and working, and fathers too, but just to take that moment for themselves too, to take, be kind to yourself. And I think it starts with everything. It really is the beginning of everything.
I was just kind of thinking about you just there, how, you know, tears, like crying, and that's like this, I would say to somebody, oh, I'm not very emotional, but I'm very emotional on happy things, like what you're just saying, you know, you cry now. tears, like all those kinds of emotions, if we break down the word emotion, E, so, you know, the E letter E, motion, it's energy in motion, and crying is actually a way of clearing.
I love that, and I must be very clear. I'm very in touch with my emotions. I cry, I laugh, I sing.
You know what's funny about you crying and you about the emotion? Oh my gosh, check this out. You love the ocean, which is water, and you cry with happiness, and you always say, I need to go to the ocean. See how we
are
seeing my love.
The ocean is great. I really wanted to talk about just find a way to talk about it today, which you just did. Perfect segue.
Yes.
Yesterday,
oh,
because
perfect.
Right now I'm with my husband's family in Maryland and in Ocean City, and it's absolutely amazing. And yesterday we had the best day ever. Well, every day has been so great, but we went to the ocean, and literally I thought about that. I thought about just the peace. I was just like sitting there floating in the waves and so happy. I was like the kids. I never got out of the water. I was there the entire time.
Water
when I had to leave, I'm like, oh, I don't want to get out of the water. But I seriously was just floating there, and it was just so much. Like, the power and peace of the ocean is just so amazing. And I know
you
it's not the same for everyone, because that would be your nightmare, probably.
Well, no, but actually, you know what's funny is that when I surrender to the waves of the ocean, it's kind of like being rocked. You're being rocked by the universe in a very gentle. So if you can, I think that's where like a big part of whether it's clearing or at peace and enjoyment, you were feeling actual bliss. And I feel like for you, it's like being comfortable, letting go of everything else and just saying, I'm being at one, I'm being here, and I'm letting, and I really feel like I can imagine the waves like literally rocking you and you being so happy to be in that water.
It was just so amazing, though, and watching this. And another thing, too, we're here with my niece and nephew, too, and they're like the two cutest little people. And just watching everything through their eyes and the joy and excitement and how present children are, and it makes you really present, too. And it was it was so great just to be. Also, we were at a beach that had wild horses. It was seriously quite magical. I'm like, am I in heaven? This is amazing. And it was really crazy, though, being in the ocean, because I was thinking about what we were talking about of, like, you know, the getting over things and then moving or getting through and lightening up as well. And it was so interesting. If you swim out a little bit, you could just float on the waves and you just go with it. And it's quite, very, very gentle. And then when coming into shore, it was all crazy and chaos and rocks. And as soon as you got just out a little bit, it was very peaceful. And it also didn't matter how big the wave was. You could just float over it. And I was like, there's got to be some metaphor here. Because when you're trying, it was crazy.
I think I have it. You know what? When you go out a little bit and get away from the chaos, it's like on the surface, like of my body. So if I picture my soul in, like, say my stomach or something, my heart or somewhere near there, it's inside the center of my body. Where on the outside, I've got people going on, talking, and I'm visually seeing things. If I go inside, go a little bit further, like what you just said, I can go a little bit further, deeper into my soul, into my heart, where it's quieter. I can hear what I'm trying to say. Like, maybe that's where it's calmer and you can go with it. And big things happen in the heart, right? Like, that's where the big waves, like you said, you can ride it, though. So if you allow what's going on and what you maybe a repeating pattern, maybe something you're frustrated with, maybe something that's caused you to break down and just cry and go, I can't take it anymore. But if you go within, take that big wave of that emotion with you and go to your heart, meditate.
Great.
And maybe that's where, you've got goosebumps. I love it. That's it.
That is so, because it was really, it was amazing being out there, because, and also too, the salt, you can just float, like I was just floating, and the waves would be huge, and you just ride over them, and then I had a massive tumble trying to get back, and I'm very sore today, I just thought it just meant something, just to get out, just a little bit, because I was not far from the big waves, and fully in peace, and then it literally was like, full chaos the minute you try to get back on the beach.
You know what's funny?
Really,
when you think about how peaceful, just looking at a dolphin, looking at a whale, they actually, don't they just, like, they're giants, but they actually look peaceful. I wonder if it's because they're constantly being rocked and bathed and washed over and cleared, because they're I want to go interview a whale now.
Our guest this week is a whale.
And they don't have a body image problem. Look at that. They're like thousands of tons of pounds. And they're like, no.
Yeah, they're happy. They're just themselves.
You know, as you know, I've shared with you, and I'm sharing with all the listeners, I have had the most, this isn't just like a regular kind of clearing week that I've been through, but the most, I am appreciative. I actually look forward to, like, what can I clear next? Come on, let's go now. Let's do this. And wow, and I'm realizing things that I had not yet cleared before that were affecting me. And just, of course, I'm bringing her up right away. I have to bring up your mom because I think what happened was I got so distracted by life, and maybe I was choosing to, maybe I wasn't, maybe it's like, but when I passed your mom's book today, Signs, Signals, and Clues, one of my favorite books, this book. And so I'm actually going to dive into the book when we come back a little bit later, because on page 28, 29, and 30, there's just a few little key lists that if somebody's out there saying, I am distracting myself on purpose, or I didn't know that I was, or they don't know how to tap into even knowing why do I need to clear? What do I need to clear? Like they don't see these signs, these signals, these clues. Or I would like to share like a little bit from these pages about how you might be able to do it, because I didn't even know that I needed to clear something that happened a year and a half ago, and I'm just going through it all now, going, wow, I didn't even know that.
That's very interesting. I mean, that's why, like, even when with grief, there's stages of grief. There's stages of so many things, and I think that's the same with when you're clearing something. Because often when you are in, say, whatever it is you're clearing, there's could be a trauma associated with it. You're just dealing with it. You know, like how when life's happening, you can't fully go into all the emotions right away because you have to deal with what's happening. That's often why. You know, we might bury some stuff, and then it comes back, and you're like, I thought I was done with that. And then you're like, nope, I'm not, I guess. But it gives you that opportunity to change it.
I think
you're right. What? Some people are so used to it that they just go, well, I guess this is how it is.
Right, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how that... I know! And when we do come back, we're going to say how really that is about get over it. Let's talk about getting through it when we come back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Michelle, did you hear that last commercial?
I did.
They talked about splashing around with the water. And I was like, oh, my God. And there's no way we knew that commercial was going to be on with splashing and water. I don't love water, but suddenly I do. I'm a cat.
You don't love water because you're a cat. But you like... But that's okay. Not everyone has to love water.
I have dreams about water, and I really feel that in my dreams, I dream that I'm swimming in water, so I feel like I really have had that experience. I'm good with that. I feel like it's a good, happy medium. I do it in my mind.
Whatever works. Some people, like, need to be around mountains, and some people feel claustrophobic in mountains and need prairie. It's just, you know, we're all so different. And I think honoring that is so important. I feel like I could live in the water permanently. I'm pretty sure I'm half mermaid. But
I think you're half mermaid. At least we wouldn't we be a funny piece of mermaid and a cat. You know, I haven't heard the word prairie for so long. Well, what I did yesterday, I thought this was really cool. I thought, let me think about all the ways that I can think about what people actually do to clear. To because you know what? It's not just like, oh, I need to book a session with my sidekick. I need to book this. We use such very – some people get a haircut. You know what I mean? They cut the old memories
totally off.
You know, so I wrote a little list. I just want to share it. I think it's really – there's so many things. Like some people, you know what? Men wash their cars. They scrub their rims. They – okay, we don't scrub, but you know what I mean? Make sure all the brake dust is off the rims. They want to make it shiny. But, you know, like something that – oh, my sister does this. Oh, sometimes it's very embarrassing because I just said she is my sister. She likes to share and go through the old photo albums with people, and she finds this – I don't find that fun at all, but she does.
And that's her way. Fun.
Oh, I love that. The old photo albums, but you're right, because those bring back memories. So here's my little list that I, well, not so little, but it's kind of a little cleaning. I know you do that all the time, like for real cleaning.
All
like
the time. I regrouted this whole week. I felt amazing.
You were filling in, so you were like cleaning, clear, and filling in. But so I put down cleaning, going through pictures, cleaning a yard, weeding, like gardening, washing cars, detailing, going through the fridge, that's my favorite, going through undercover you haven't seen for a long time, doing like a spa, like a detox in your body, doing a scrub. Oh my gosh, I thought this was really cool. Sometimes people feel to clear or to, you know, do something new is they exchange things with money. Maybe they donate some clothes to Goodwill, but then they go buy a new item, article, or whatever. Or they have a yard sale. They cut their hair. Maybe they write in a journal. They complete projects. They exercise. They go, like, they do a ceremony. They go to church, maybe. They make resolutions and statements. What did I do? I wrote really cool. Telling the truth. I know I got deep. I went, like, all this light, fluffy yard work and everything, and then I went, oh, and sometimes we just, to clear and cleanse, we just tell a truth to ourselves or to another, and we proclaim something. And that's really quite a clearing as well. I know, really, yeah, prepared a list, didn't I?
No, but it's amazing. You know, I actually have a wee story that involves a course, the famous Willie Carter. It's about the car, the clearing of the car this week. You know the story. Well, no one else does. But
yes.
This is actually kind of amazing, just because you said cleaning and clearing. I didn't even associate. I was just, you know, going through all this, didn't really think anything of it. But for both Lisa and I, it was a massive clearing week. But to the listeners, that was. So this is crazy. So the car was honking like nuts. It was so the car was going. Our car was going berserk. It would just go beep 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 and say the trunk was on all the time. And I was like, the trunk is not open. And my husband and I went away a couple weeks ago. And before we left, the horn, the alarm started going off. So we had to like click it all night to make sure it wasn't going off. And then we left and we took the battery out. And then we're like, okay, when we come home, hopefully it's fixed. And so it was fixed temporarily. And then the other day we had to go on a long drive and it started beeping again. And it was like crazy beeping. And so the car was filthy, like so dirty, probably the dirtiest car in LA. And so later that day, and the car would not stop beeping. It was like, it was really crazy. And I'm like, okay, we have to make sure to go get it fixed tomorrow. And I was trying to find time because we were leaving again, and there was like no time. And then I talked to my mom, and she said, it was so funny. She's like, okay, so, you know, do the Ho'oponopono. It works really, really well on electric things and energy. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, even though, yeah, of course I believe all that, but I was really annoyed by the stupid horn. I'm like, oh, Mom, I don't want to do that now, even though she's totally right. So anyway, I think I'm like, fine, I'll do the prayer on the car, because I couldn't go in to do what I would think would make it fix. So anyway, I was like, this car is so dirty. I feel so bad for you, car. So I went to go get it washed. And so that was on, I think it was on Thursday night. It was Tuesday. I got it washed Tuesday and started driving, go over a couple bumps where it used to beep. No beeping, no beeping, no beeping. Has not beeped since. And I was like, what? You were just mad that you were dirty? And now the car really worked perfectly. So clearing and the Ho'oponopono actually worked on a car. And to Willie Carter's magical suggestion, it totally worked. So it's funny because I was fighting it at first, even though I believe it, but I still was, you know, in the, yeah, that's not the word. And And the car has not beeped. And it's because the car was being a brat and just didn't like being dirty. I wouldn't want to be dirty either.
You know what? Because you actually were like, you know what? You, it was funny that you literally lightened up. Like, that's our word we're going to use here. You lightened up and said, you know what? I'm going to have a little bit of compassion for maybe she feels dirty or maybe it's the heat. Maybe the car feels dirty. And, you know, and by giving it Ho'oponopono, forgiveness and love, you know what's really cool? I bet your mom said it works great on electronics because hope and forgiveness comes from our heart, and our heart has an electromagnetic field which reaches, as we know, like massive waves. And so that, of course, would connect with the board there. And then you made it all pretty and handsome or whatever sex it wants to be, and you lifted its spirits, and it's like, yeah.
But it totally works because everything, you know, if my belief system was this isn't going to work, I have to go to Honda and get it fixed, it wouldn't have worked. But, like, I really did believe that it will work after, like, as soon as my mom said it, of course. But if I fought it for a minute because it's natural. It's just what I have to do. But she was right, and I was talking to her as the car was getting cleaned. And then I got in the car, and I was just thinking, oh, wishful thinking that it's not beeping. But then days went by, and then you're driving over speed bumps fast to see if it would happen, which I don't advise people
you're
doing
testing.
That.
You're testing. You are testing it. Well, the neatest thing is that forgiveness is a part of clearing and cleaning. There's actually so many parts to clearing and cleaning. And I say both clearing and cleaning because I do believe they're very different. We had a guest last week, Jane, who was fantastic. And I, because she's offered all of the listeners who got to listen to the show, she's offering a discount to do the clearing and healing session with her. So I took advantage last week. And that's why it's such a crazy week, because she's so good. And we connected. And it was funny because she kept saying, you need to drink water during this thing because we're electrical. And I thought, gosh, I do. I really do need to drink my water. So we were going through, and then I love what she said. It was just a general statement that she made. It wasn't specifically towards me or anybody, but just in general. And I love what she said. She goes, sometimes we can actually get stuck in thinking we are constantly needing to clear and clean. And she goes, you can't have that much psychic energy that you do need to clear that often. So the neat thing is, she goes, Lisa, you're done clearing for now. You've planted some seeds. Nurture them now. Just let them grow. Just let them, and I thought that was the most beautiful thing, because a lot of times we can think, you know, maybe we don't like cleaning, maybe we don't like clearing, and we're constantly doing it because we're overdoing it. So there is that next step past the clearing and cleaning and lightening. And lightening up I thought was amazing, because lightening up, I think of the sun lightening up, and
I love lightening up.
Yeah!
I think it was so, when you texted lightening up to me, I was like, yes, because I feel it can get all this stuff going through. Any type of self-development, you can get a little heavy about it. Like, it can be like, okay, well, you know, I really have to fix all this, and I have to be a perfect human, and I want to get, but, and then when you run into obstacles, it's so difficult because it's like, I shouldn't feel like this. I should be, you know, I'm more quote unquote enlightened and all those things. Like, so if you were just, again, being kinder to yourself and being, having a little more levity. Again, of course, my mom's coming up all the time, but she always says, like, you know, the guys have a sense of humor. Like, they love when people laugh and have fun, and it's not meant to be so heavy. And I think lightening up is so important.
I think you just really gave, I just had an epiphany this very moment because of all that lightening up. And then you said about heavy. Are you ready for this? So I was thinking about Mike, who we've also had as a guest, Mike Solomon, the artist, the painter. And I thought, okay, wait a second. Lightening up. And of course, if I wear makeup, I'm thinking of lightening up the makeup. And I thought, when would I use dark? I was like, oh, I would use dark to show contrast, to show contours, to show shadowing and shading. And that, so you know what's really cool? Maybe it's that when we're so dark all the time and heavy, that's where, like, I'm not saying this is bad, but sometimes contrast and contour and shadows can be judgments. So when we lighten up, maybe that's us removing some of that judgment, that we're not so hard lines all the time. Like, that's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm bad. You're awful. I'm awful. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like maybe by lightening up and doing that kind of a clearing is more, honestly, it's letting go of ego and that judgment, and just being a little, like you said, kind of gentler yourself, or having a sense of humor, finding a humor in it, you know.
Finding humor and stuff, like not everything is, obviously, there's some very difficult things that people are going through, but when you find the humor in things, you can get through it. It's not to say just laugh at everything that happens, but just being gentler and just making time to laugh. I think it's so important. That's why, like, comedies exist. Like, sometimes it could be as simple. You could be in a dark space. Maybe it's good to watch something that makes you happy, like a comedy or something ridiculous.
Yes.
Like, to me, humor is so important, and I think it's because I have that side where I can go too deep end into things, and it was like, I need the balance, because it's so important. For me, it's
awesome.
Very important.
Again, you just gave me a segue. I wasn't even going to say this on this call today, but remember how in the beginning you said, oh, I was wondering how the ocean would end, and then I did something. Well, check this out. I really wanted to share this, but I thought, I wonder how it's going to fit in. I was reading, and I love this book, The Genie in Your Jeans, Dawson Church. And if anybody does have that book, it's on page 257. But this is the coolest little thing anyways. They did a study, and they found that having a friend who's happy increases your chances of happiness by 15%, which is already so cool. And then a second degree connection, so not even your friend, but a friend of a friend, such as the happy spouse of a friend, raises your chances by 10%. So yes, you're talking about happiness.
Oh,
I don't even know that one.
Happiness goes. That's huge, though. Because that makes sense. Think about it. You know when some people, and we all have people like this in our lives at times or another, yeah, you like them, but then you're around them and you're like, they make you tired. Like, that's a clue right there. I think that goes with signs, signals, and clues. And it's not that they're bad and you're good, or you might just not be each other's people, and that's fine. But to surround yourself, because, again, I still think this all goes together. I do think this goes with clearing. I think your surroundings matter. It all matters, and because our topic was like clearing and lightening up, it does matter who you're around, and to just find a little more levity, I think, in everything, because I think we can just get far too heavy about this. And this is why we even decided to do this show, because we wanted like micro shifts big results.
Yes. What you and I have been even going through, there's a lot of things that I think I have been just saying to myself in the past year, just get over it, just get over it. Like, oh my gosh, get over it. But I thought, no, I'm going to get through this. I am going to get through this. I'm getting through it. I'm going to lighten up. I'm going to offer this. And I did reach out. So even with that list of ways that people, you know, that I was kind of thinking of, there are even really energetic things that we can do too. Because like I did have a session, like a clearing session. Oh goodness, there's a commercial again. It's not even, but we're okay. Okay, let me come back and say the lighter things. All right.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at deblivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Thank you.
Did you hear that?
Okay, commercial? You're going to freak out. I was like, Lisa's going to freak.
Oh, a cat commercial. Oh, my gosh.
That was so great.
These are like the best commercials today. Thank you. Ohm Dimes. Come on. They're awesome.
That was so good. I love it. It's like humans. They're ridiculous. That's actually perfect for Love It, Lighten Up. Humans were ridiculous.
I like when if the spirit body could say to the physical body, listen, you're ridiculous. Just do your thing. Oh, actually.
Do your thing, you silly people.
I think I lost so much that it's funny. People used to say, how do you get stomach abs or muscles? And I think, I don't know. I just laugh all the time. So it works for me.
Seriously.
But, I was thinking about the body, and this is going to be anything. I don't think we've really talked about food on our radio show here. So I'm totally bringing this up because in my moments of clearing, I thought, well, wait a second. I've got a lot of debris, right? So I've cleaned and clearing. You know, I've had this not war, but like a death of things. I need to pass things through. So the biggest thing, knowing that I wanted to stay hydrated, and I thought, what are the most hydrating foods and what can I do? And fiber is so amazing because I call it like the scrubby brush that, you know, helps loosen things out. So I was like, okay, I know I need water and you need fiber. What can I do? So chia seeds and I have been super buddies this week. Because the chia seed holds so much water, like they bloat. You can soak them and do that. So I've been doing so many fun creations and recipes, and they have so much of that omega fats in them that your brain feels healthy. You feel like it feeds that kind of – I always think of healthy fat as water for your cells anyways, because it's just that, like a lubricant. And allows like the negative stuff to slide and slip away from you. And I remember a long time ago when I was just doing nutrition very heavy, I used to say to people, if you're dry, you're sticky and bad things stick to you. But if you're hydrated, you can be like the whale, like the dolphin and the whale that are sleek and smooth and waves washing over them. If we stay hydrated, then we can allow the things to flow through, and that's a clearing in and of itself. So I should post some of the pictures. I've made some really cool seed things, like seed, I don't even know what to call them, snacks, food.
Share the recipe. Also, anybody right now listening is interested in an amazing new show that Lisa will be doing that is about nutrition. Lisa is going to be doing a show called Dating Your Diet that's going to be absolutely amazing, where you can get all sorts of tidbits on how to live healthily and magically. Because really, it's funny, early on in the show today, I was thinking, because I don't know where it came, because you're talking about whales. And all of a sudden, I had a picture of a dinosaur. This makes sense. Trust me, it makes sense. It all makes sense. Because I was going to say this, but it had no place, kind of like the other thing. When I was younger, because I have quite a few dietary restrictions that I had allergies when I was quite little, and I used to feel really, like, I was super upset about them. Like, all I wanted was white bread sandwich with bologna, and I had to eat, you know, almonds and nuts and stuff, which was, I hated back then. But then something switched for me. I think I was like 12 or something, and I realized, like, oh, I'm just like a brontosaurus. I'm just like an herbivore. Like, I'm an animal that just knows what I need to eat. And it fully changed my whole perception of it, because I was trying to be like everybody else, but it's like the whales know what to eat. The crabs know what to eat. Horses only eat certain things. Like, all other animals know what works for them. And I think, again, when you tap in, again, this goes with even science and rules and clues. We have a mishmash of topics today, but they all go together in some weird way.
They do all go together, yes.
When you listen to yourself, because if you do want to clear, sometimes that does happen with dietary things. Like, maybe, stop drinking so much.
Yeah.
Stop. Like, you know, you just never know if you really listen.
It did really go.
You were listening, and you needed water, and
what foods? Well, the cool thing with Dating Your Diet, which is something that I'm so looking forward to doing the show, because that's the program I've been running for years now. It's the tagline, really, and everybody can hear this, is fall in love with it. It's how to fall in love with the right foods for you. And I think that's what you just went through, that shift as a child. You were like, I'm going to fall in love with these foods that are right for me. And same thing with our thoughts and our beliefs. So I'm bringing this back to what we might need to clear, because something in your body, okay, maybe you have a buildup of food that actually has been, you know, has toxins, like what you were saying, if you're drinking lots of pop or just food that isn't good for you, it's not. And it's in your body and it's in your dry, so you're not hydrated, sticking to you, and you do need to clear that. So as you let go and you find the right things to release it and be aware,
that you actually start raising your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, disease can't live in a low vibration. Neither can hatred or like regret, like all the horrible things that can really bring me down and get tired. Because I know when I was doing the clearing, I was exhausted and I thought, I haven't even done anything. And I'm just like, but I am. You're energetically becoming
energetically,
exhausted.
Yeah.
Energetic is everything. So there's so many cool things, and I'm going to pull up your mom's book, Willie Carter's book, Science Signals and Clues, on page 28. Because
she's the third host of the show. She will be a guest someday.
Yeah.
Mom, I know you're listening. So.
Well, we were just talking about the different things about, you know, spiritually, energetically. But so on here, I was saying, if we go into, she starts off letting you know, in mentally. So we stop for a second, and you're going, you know, yeah, I know I could feel better, and I need to stop and figure out why. Here she's put just a few little notes mentally, and she says, notice what's going on in your mind. Now, that is hard, but what you can also do is she says, what is your normal stream of thinking? 95% of thoughts we think are the same as the ones we had the day before. And then notice when something different pops into your mind. That one, sometimes, you know, as you said, you can get distracted or you're busy, but sometimes we really go, I wonder why that happened. That's weird. Or, oh, I see that time all the time. Or, oh, like with me, bats have been showing up more crazily in my life lately.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
I was like, yes, but it totally makes sense. And it was so funny because I was standing on the second story deck overlooking like the forest, which overlooks the water. And out of a tree stump flies this bat. And he was doing a show, and he was like zigzagging, and he's also by himself. And when he sees a bat, there always is other bats. And I was like, okay, you're cute, you're doing a show, but then he got really fancy and flew at me like, oh, you're so really fancy, doing like it was like he was doing an air show for me. And so I told my friend, and he's like, that's weird. I've never seen that. I'm like, no. And then suddenly I had one in my house today. So that's a great, like that's a very obvious, like I
that's
I had
a message.
That before. But sometimes it could just.
What did
be,
it say about that?
Oh, well, oddly enough, too, I heard one of the songs that you and Mike were writing earlier this week, and I got these vibrations and these words that pop up into my mind from it, and I wrote a list of those words, and so I look up that. Oh, my gosh, the list is almost identical. It was pretty crazy.
That
yeah, I'm going
is
far to it.
Ridiculous.
It really was. Like, there are words that I would not have thought about and stuff, and well, those are like really, I get excited about signs, signals, and clues and things. But if you're a person and you're listening and you're not sure, like, I don't know what the signs are things. Just as Lily's writing right there, she goes, just what is your normal stream of thinking? Notice what's going on. And when something pops up that's different, just even write the word down because you might not know it's different, but then the next day you see it, and then the next day you see it, or 3 days later you see it. And that's like, you, because the first time you see something, if I just saw, I don't know, polka dotted cat, which that would be kind of fun, but if I did see it, I'd be like, that's crazy. And if I thought, oh, wait a second, my cats are kind of polka dots because they're bangles. But if you know what I mean, like sometimes you don't know what a weird sign will be, so just jot it down, write it down, because you don't know what's going to show up. Like, Michelle, you get weird things that keep showing up in your life all the time, and you might not know at first, but
oh, yeah.
You're like, wait a second.
But it makes
come on
it
here.
Also brings some magic back to it. I think that's what's so exciting about it. Like, I love, I think that book is seriously one of the best books ever written, and it's not because she's my mom and she's amazing. Well, it is sort of, but she's also, the book is incredible. It's just,
yeah.
It's such a good,
helpful.
It's just because it brings back, it also is the best part, it brings back joy, I think. If you make, because you can make it fun, you can start, because, you know, we've all been through very difficult times that you're just like, please, please give me a sign. And then that's a normal thing to say. And then you're just like, I just need a sign what to focus on. I just need a sign where to go. Or I need a sign that it's whatever it may be, or it's all going to be okay. And we really, really do get those messages when we are looking for them. I think sometimes because we live in such a busy world, we might be getting messages, but we're not aware of it.
Yeah.
So and every message is so individual because, you know, I could see, I don't know, but, oh, like the other night, this was amazing. It was so beautiful. We had just got to Ocean City and it just, everything felt really, really quite magical and really summery and that whole magic. And then we were outside and we saw a little frog. Well, first we were out by the water and then my husband was reminiscing because he used to come here as a kid and he was talking about going to the crabs and like when he fell in the water and got stung by jellyfish, but it all had this like very romantic guys and which sounds terrible, but it was like he was so happy because it still reminds him of what it was like when he was a kid. And then right after that, we were walking around and I saw this little frog and it was the cutest frog ever. And then the frog kept hopping and I was going after the frog. And then it made me think, even though I've never been here, it reminded me of my childhood where I used to go frog hunting. And also my first Dutch sentence from my Oma taught me, I don't even know if this is right. So for any Dutch listeners, this might not be how you say it, but it was ik kickball slunging, and it was I'm going frog hunting. And so it both, like, it might, even though we're in a different place, was kind of transported back to that time. So that frog meant a lot to me when someone else could see a frog. Like, that was my Oma right there, and I was like, that frog.
You know,
the
power of childhood memories, and also, too, it's like what you said, it's very good to be in present moment, but to be brought back to a joyful, as you said, feeling like a time must be like playing, joyful and playing. And I think that's helpful when we think about clearing. Here's an absolute sign. If somebody's listening right now and they're not sure if they need to clear or clean, if you are not feeling joy, if you are not happy, if you're not smiling, if you're not having happy memories or future thoughts of what's possible, what could be happy in my life, you need to clear something. You need to clear it and you need to plant some new seeds and then nurture it.
And it's possible. I think that's the most important thing. Even the darkest stories can be changed. It's not that you can just, I really do think people can find a place of healing and you can lead a happy life. Even you can change that. Like, you don't change obviously what happened, but you can change your perception. And I do think it's so important. And it's important sometimes, like a big part of getting away this week, I realize how important it is to take time and get away and to take time.
Well, when we come back, I actually have the perfect, quote-unquote homework for everybody to do if they really go, yeah, that's me. I want to find joy and clear. So when you come back, I have the perfect homework for you.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Mother, Mother Ocean.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. The manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Today.
I love them. They're so important. Okay, you know what's crazy? I don't know what the sign is here. I was thinking about manatees this morning, like, because I love manatees so much, and I was thinking about manatees this morning. And
then
I think I thought
in Ocean City?
There's no manatee. Well, I don't know. I don't think there's manatees here, but I will have a manatee friend one day.
Oh, well, you know what? Actually, I believe that commercial was helping to save them. And I'm so drawn into listening to it, but I think there's a way to help support them. I think that's what that entire commercial is actually meant to help them. So now I'm going to go on Home Times.
Oh, good. Yeah, me too.
Well, the whole thing I was thinking, okay, we we're doing this a little bit of a new format, and we haven't been able to play some of our music, but we will figure it and get that to all the listeners soon. But I thought the best thing I really want to share, everybody, we have on 432shift.com, so 432shift.com, if you go to the video page, I thought the perfect video, well, there's actually two, would be, and I love this, is our breakdown. And, of course, there's water on the video. And that song, or meditation song, what if you want to really dive into that for your clearing, because I ask questions that will bring up in you what it is that perhaps you do need clearing. Like, just really surrender to the words and surrender to hearing what your heart is saying when you listen to it, and just let the video take you in, let the pictures and the movement of that take you in, because that whole breakdown is, it's a breakdown to build up. We're not trying to break you down. You want to just like break it up into a little bit so that you can build up, and you want to dismantle fears and self-doubt, and you want to make space for truth, healing, and love. So that's what that video is really, and that whole song is for. So everybody, 432shift.com, go to the video page. It's the top one on the left. It's called Breakdown. And then right after you're really feeling, you know, like, oh my gosh, I broke it all down and I need to build up, I want everybody to go zooping down to the bottom there and check out the Align. Because now that you've broken it down, because we have to have completion here. We can't leave them hanging.
Breakdown's a great starting point, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And here you go.
And there you go. You feel like crap, and there you go. But the good thing is you can do it a couple times. I know I was even doing it this morning, and it really does ask some very good questions about what in me if I were to let go of, like get through, would make me feel better, lighten up my joy, and what in me, because a lot of times we stuff it aside. Like I moved a year and a smidge ago, I'll do something, but I did it really abruptly and quickly. And I remember I did it in 10, I found a place, moved, and did everything in 10 days. And I didn't even know I was moving. So I didn't really go through any, like I literally did not go through any of the stuff. I got over it and I moved. And so I just started unpacking stuff, and it brought me back into that like memory of where I was only a year and a half ago, and thought, oh my gosh, I have some unfinished business here. I didn't even digest that or complete it, or I didn't have that sense of completion. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is consuming some of my energetic, some of my emotional, some of my spiritual energy. And I really need to take the time. And that's why I was exhausted and I needed chia seeds. But
it is exhausting work though, because carry on.
No. Yeah. Talk about exhaustion.
Yeah. It was the same thing, because when you had said that you moved in 10 days, it was the same. I moved to LA in 9 days. And I remember, because I had lived in LA for years, it was 7 years, because it was last year, that my parents had, because I had a storage locker. And then my parents, were the most amazing people ever, helped move my storage locker. They were keeping some of my stuff. And my mom kept saying, you got to go through your boxes, because they were moving. And at first I'm like, oh, I know, but I didn't want to deal with them. I didn't want to deal with it. And same thing though, because I remember when I went up there to go through my boxes, it was hugely exhausting, hugely emotional. And because it was just like that, it was just stuff going in boxes and like moving on. But I hadn't dealt with any of that. And, you know, keeping it at my parents' house isn't really fair. But I had to go through it, and I couldn't just take the boxes. That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't just take the boxes and throw them out, because I needed to know what was in there. So I had to go through everything, and it was hugely emotional. It was hugely exhausting, but I felt so good, and I got rid of I got rid of so much stuff. But the greatest thing was I was able to get through, and then I think about all the stuff I gave away. Someone probably, you know, they could find it and be like, this is amazing. And it could be such a score for them. So it was such a beautiful cycle when you think about it that way. But I couldn't just throw those boxes out. I needed to go through them. So I think that's exactly like clearing, but it's exhausting and emotional.
You find treasures when you go through stuff, because there was a lot of stuff that when I was unpacking different boxes and going through it, it was happy. I was what a beautiful memory and what a great time. And, oh, look at these are tickets when I saw this show. Or, oh, this is, well, there's a lot of Brinks little things, like my little boy cat. Anyways, my cats just make my heart sing. I can only think of their little faces. It makes me happy. So I find like little toys that they, I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, and just, I'm going to bring this up. I'm going to talk about one of your kitty cats, Thought. I've met Michelle's cats once, and Scott plays with these little special springs or cat toy springs. And I remember at one point they couldn't find them. They found them now, but they couldn't find them. So, of course, now knowing in my brain that springs make Scott happy, every time I see a spring, I'm buying it and finding it. So as I'm unpacking, I found a Kinder Surprise, and I never opened it because I think it was a gift. I didn't even know it was a treat or a chocolate thing, I think, and I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And I opened it, and out come these little springs, and I texted Michelle immediately, and I went, oh, I have a present for Scott. And see, sometimes when we go through stuff, we actually find gifts for other people. Like, and now I'm using that as a metaphor about something that I found, like, that's tangible. Good. But inside, when we go through our emotions inside, we might go, wow, I have a gift for I have a gift of compassion. I have a gift of forgiveness. And when we actually find it, we can offer it to somebody else that maybe is going to find so much joy from it as well. And I can only imagine, it's just like when you give a gift of yourself to somebody else, it's like seeing a happy cat face. No.
But it's so true. That is such a beautiful way of seeing it, because that's exactly what, when I got rid of all that stuff, I remember my uncle was saying, oh, he was so cute. We were driving around to all these different thrift stores to give stuff to, and he would go, he's like, my niece has some high quality items that will make a young girl very happy. And it was so cute, but that gave me so much joy. I was so happy. But at the time, I never thought about that when you're hearing inside, you can find those little things too. And it's very important. I mean, it's like you said many times,
exchange.
We want to lighten up. So we want to exchange. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose we do this show, is just to exchange. Mm-hmm. We're just really talking and telling stories and exchanging.
We are. This really, you're right. And that's what I think community, or maybe if you have a spiritual place that you gather, the gathering of people, the gathering of thoughts. Like, even when you read a book, somebody's gathered their thoughts. And, oh, there's a book again. I actually touched your mom's book as I said that. It's exchange of energy that allows you. So if the clearing doesn't just mean you have to give up something, it could mean that you are simply exchanging it. I love that word now. Exchange.
Oh,
exchange students. There
I
you go.
That
exchange.
Too.
And they're learning.
But I love that, though, because exchange has a very different energy. Like, it's just, and like you had said earlier on in the show, is that some people will get rid of something to go buy something else. But that's all exchange. I mean, technically, that's what economy is. That's what everything is. It's all exchange.
I have a thought. You ready? You know how
yeah.
I love doing my little statements. How about the statement for the show could be, I exchange my heaviness for lightness.
Oh, great. I'll take that. That sounds amazing in every way.
You're going to take it for buoyancy, actually, in your ocean.
All the things be floating. It'll float away.
Well, I love the I am statement so much. But sometimes I noticed myself saying when I was going through, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. I was like, stop saying that. And I was a little bit like, get over it. But I was like, nope. Lighten up. You are not exhausted and tired. You can simply say, I'm exchanging this heaviness, this drainage for, you know, and then I could have replaced it with, I'm exchanging this for space to plant new seeds, to plant new experiences, to exchanging it for new life to grow, whatever that is for me.
I love that. And I love that. So you're creating new space. And
yes.
I love that. You know what's crazy is that you might have said, I don't know if you said it to me just talking or on the show, but anyway, once we were talking about being tired, and for a while, I was always saying, I am tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, and I don't even want to say it as much as I just said it right now, but I was saying, and I was like, oh, really, I should exchange my words for being like, I feel tired, if I have to say it at all, but I think I really was becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy, because I was using, like, I am all the time, like, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, and I treat it all the time, and then I would just get more tired. So
you changed it with I feel. Oh, that's interesting.
Well, I'm trying not to say it, but I thought about it. I realized, I was like, that's an I am statement. I shouldn't be saying that.
But I like that I feel, because you're trying to acknowledge it, but I like that you can use the power in I am is, like, that's insane to me. That's amazing.
Pretty powerful.
But the I feel, or I'm going through this right now, but yeah, I'm glad we came up with, I'm glad we're doing the show.
I really like
now
exchange.
Exchange.
But I think that's really cool, though, because that feels like there's no loss of anything in exchange. You're just like, it's an upgrade. It's like, you know, you trade in your lease to get a newer car. Even if you're getting the same car, it's a newer model. Like,
it's a newer,
I like
exactly.
that idea. A new improved model.
Well, you know, so I love the whole gardening analogy about, I always think about weeding because I feel like I'm forever pulling weeds. And the biggest thing about weeds is what bothers me, of course, it's a cat story. We're talking about cats so much. But because my cats, they're Bengals, and I put them on their harnesses and their leashes. But the leashes, I have them on a run. And the leash, if a weed gets tall enough or thick enough, it actually stops because they're little cats. Like, they're not going to pull past a big weed. But the weed always gets in the way and traps them, and then I got to go pick them up. So I love – but I do love the gardening thing because when we do – so say we've planted seeds and we're living our life and we've had this harvest and we're like, I've had enough of this. This is like, I can't eat any more squash. And it's like, but, you know, I can't eat this anymore. So we've planted new seeds. But if we don't focus on nurturing them and getting, weeding all those things out so the sunlight can get to them, the water, like, because weeds will suck up that water away from your beautiful plant or whatever food you're growing. And to really focus on the new that you do want and then just let it grow. Let the new grow. And that could be the joy, and that could be the forgiveness. I just love the garden. And mind chatter goes with that.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes. It is. The farmers really have it right. That's the thing. So you said you
love
oceans.
They don't dig up
you know
their plants.
That's right. Right.
They and don't dig it up. Like right now, we plant something, and then we're like, are you there? And then we dig it up right away. And it's like, that's not going to work. Oh, no, we're done.
I know. The entire show. Okay, so everybody, 432shift. com, and we're going to go to breakdown and then a line, and we want to hear what you think about that and what you need help with clearing and lightening up. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much.
Bye,
for
Michelle.
Listening.
Bye, Michelle.